Seals and Crofts.
Hey, and in case everybody doesn't know which is which, the one with the beard is Seals. Anyway, I want to introduce them one at a time to you, really, because I think everybody likes to know which one is which. So, on the far side is Dash Crofts. Near side is Jim Seals. And they are about to do the song that they wrote and recorded, and it's already become a pop standard. The song is called Summer Breeze.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining in the window just to know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. So I walked on up to the door sill, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Again, Seals and Crofts are going to sing for us. This is the latest thing you've had, right?
Yes.
And you both wrote it?
Yes, sir.
And it's called Hummingbird.
One, two.
Oh, hummingbird, mankind's waiting for you to come by. We've harmed you, oh hummingbird. Lend us your wings, let us soar. love you till I die. I just love you, love you, love you. I don't even know the reason why not. I'm a nerd, don't fly away, don't fly away. I'm a nerd, don't fly away, don't fly away. The sweetness of an nectar, the strong and like a fire.
We haven't done any of the shows so far. We're going to have kind of an old-fashioned hoedown. But first of all, I want to ask Jim something. The fiddle is really like it's known as a country music instrument, right? Did you start out in country music or what?
Yes, I started when I was about 6 years old and got a Sears Roebuck fiddle and learned to play it. I played for about 3 years when I was nine. They had a state champion contest in Texas, and I entered that and won it. And it just really started on the road to playing fiddle, and all of a sudden all the music changed, and people didn't want to hear it anymore. They wanted to hear saxophones and horns and stuff, so I learned to play the saxophone.
Well, you were with the Champs, weren't you, for a while?
Yes, I was with them.
At Tequila?
We were both with them for about 7 years, I guess.
No.
Yeah, we played every city, I guess, in the United States anyway, every little...
Have you always played the mandolin or what?
No, I haven't, Bobby. I started playing it about 4 years ago because my brother had one on his wall as an ornament. I took it off and started doodling with it, you know.
I knew you used to be a drummer, right?
Yes, uh-huh. Played drums most of my life. Uh-huh. And it's really a great instrument. I've been having a lot of fun with it. Yeah.
Well, out of sight. Hey, there's something you're going to do with the Bonaparte Retreat, right?
Oh, yeah.
We never rehearse anything here at the end, so I don't really know what's going to happen.
Okay, this is a little sound my grandfather taught me, and I'll get the audience to kind of hum along so you get familiar with the song. And what happens is I play two things at once. The first sound you hear goes like this. It goes, om, and just holds. And then there's another little thing, an overtone that comes along and that plays the melody to the song. So I'll get you familiar with it and then I'll do the sound.
It's
so weird, Bob. Okay. It goes. Everybody. Oh. Okay, now then, I'll make the sound for you. You gotta listen real close, way up high, you'll hear that melody. It's no fair, you made me laugh.
That's a guess. Hey, let's do the hoedown thing. We'll just right. Leap in somewhere.
All right, Colin, meet you at the pass.
I'll tell you what, why don't we go out with this again instead of my theme song? Let's just go out
with
this.
All right.
Watch you next week.
Air travel arranged through on a promotional fee paid by American Airlines. Fly American 747 and DC-10 luxury liners. People who fly the most fly American. Cars furnished by National Car Rental System. The people who let you find GM cars at worldwide locations. When in Los Angeles, stay at the glamorous Holiday Inn, a new 23-story hotel built near the heart of Hollywood.